Welcome to Carmen Madrid's podcast. Are you preparing for the Delhi B2 or C1 exam? This podcast is made just for you. Carmen Madrid is an accredited examiner from the Instituto Cervantes and your new tutor for this exam. Each episode features a conversation between two speakers generated using advanced AI technology. These conversations are about a previous episode of a Spanish podcast on the Delhi B2 and C1 exams. But that's not all. We offer a range of services to support your learning journey. One-on-one and group Spanish classes, books for Delhi preparation to help you study effectively, exclusive access to the News Club and Reading Club, plus our advanced grammar workshop to deepen your understanding of Spanish. You can find everything at DelhiExam.com. Join us in taking your Spanish to the next level. I'll leave you with my AI friends. Enjoy.
You know that feeling, right? Like you're staring down some new, really complex challenge. Maybe it's a big exam coming up and you just wish someone could, well, cut through all the noise.
Yeah, just give you the straight scoop.
Exactly. Give you the playbook, the insider tips, without all the extra stuff. Well, if that's you, you're definitely in the right place today. Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're doing precisely that, but focusing specifically on the reading comprehension section of the DELE B2 Spanish exam. We've gathered some really fantastic sources for you. There's a super detailed guide, plus a really insightful audio discussion. We've curated it all to give you, you know, the ultimate shortcut.
Armageddon.
To arm you with the essential strategies, the stuff that works, straight from someone who really knows this exam inside and out.
And look, understanding this section, it isn't just, like, helpful. It's absolutely critical if you're aiming for that DELE B2 certificate. It's specifically designed to test your real ability to, well, to grasp written Spanish. And it's not just one long text either. It's actually split into four different tasks.
Four tasks, yeah.
And you've got a total of 70 minutes for the whole thing.
Okay, 70 minutes, four tasks. That sounds like a bit of a marathon. Before we dig into, like, the nitty-gritty of each task, what are the big picture strategies, the sort of non-negotiables for the whole reading section?
Right. Well, the single biggest thing, honestly,
yeah,
it's consistent, timed practice.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to practice with complete tests.
Okay.
And you need to time yourself meticulously. Think of it like trying to beat your personal best, you know?
Yeah.
Every time you do a full practice run, note down your time. You really want to see that speed and your efficiency getting better each time.
Makes sense.
And time management during the actual exam is just paramount.
Mm-hmm.
A really common mistake students make is getting bogged down on task one.
Oh, okay. Spending too long there.
Yeah, exactly. They spend way too much time. And then they find themselves totally scrambling, rushing through the later parts.
Mm.
A good starting point, maybe, is to aim for about 15 to 20 minutes per task.
15 to 20, okay.
But, and this is crucial, you have to adapt that. Some tasks might be easier for you, others harder. So you need to fine-tune that pacing based on your own strengths and weaknesses as you practice.
So it sounds like there's almost a meta game here, a strategy beyond just knowing the Spanish itself. Is there some kind of, I don't know, trick to it all?
That's a great way to put it, actually. The trick, if you want to call it that, is recognizing that the instructions for each task, they're always the same.
Always.
Always. Only the texts change. So the real key, the secret sauce, is to practice with enough different exams that you basically get the trick. You learn exactly what you need to do for each task almost automatically.
Ah, so you don't waste time reading instructions you already know.
Precisely. You just know what's expected. And another thing, if you find one particular task is consistently tripping you up, that's your sign. You need to dedicate extra targeted practice just to that specific area.
Right. Focus the effort. Okay. But exams, they're high stakes, right? It's easy to kind of freeze up if you hit a question you just don't know. What's the play there? Guessing. Is there a penalty if you get it wrong?
Absolutely crucial point here. The DELE does not penalize incorrect answers. Zero penalty.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you don't know an answer, you should always make an educated guess. Mark the one you think is the most likely. Leaving it blank is the worst thing you can do. Always put something down.
Good tip. Definitely good to know.
And another big one, before you even start reading the main text for any task, read the questions first.
Read the questions first. Why is that?
Well, it primes your brain. You know what you're looking for. It helps you spot the relevant information much more easily as you read through the text itself.
Okay, that makes sense.
And when you're choosing an answer, remember this. The correct answer is usually a paraphrase of something directly in the text.
A paraphrase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A common trap is picking an answer where maybe part of it is correct, but another part isn't mentioned or is wrong. For an answer to be right, all the information in that option must be accurate according to the text.
Got it. Everything has to match.
Exactly. And this is a vital respond only based on what the text says. Don't bring in your own ideas or deductions or outside knowledge. Just the text.
Stick to the script, basically.
Pretty much. And a really good strategy, actually, is to physically underline the phrase in the text that answers each question. Maybe even jot the question number next to it. It makes reviewing your answers later much, much easier.
Those are some fantastic overarching strategies. Okay, let's get into it then. Peel back the layers, look at the actual tasks. What does task one throw at you?
Okay, task one. This one is long text comprehension. You'll read a single, relatively long text, usually around 450 words. It's often from like professional settings or maybe a public info sources.
Mm.
And then you answer 6 multiple choice questions about it. Those are items 1 to 6 on the answer sheet.
Okay, 6 questions on one long text. Any specific tips for just task one?
Yeah, definitely. For task one, absolutely read the questions and the answer options before you read the text.
Before.
Okay. Yes. It helps you read with purpose, you know, zeroing in on what they're actually asking. Also, brush up on your synonyms and definitions. Practice those kinds of exercises.
Why synonyms?
Because the questions often use synonyms of words found in the text. It's a key way they test understanding. And again, remember that no penalty rule. If you feel time running short on this task, just mark an option. Any option. Better than nothing.
Right. Always guess. Got it. Okay, what's next? Task two.
Task two is called Relating Questions to Personal Accounts. Here you get 4 short personal texts. Each one's about 150 words.
4 short ones this time.
Yep. And it's usually 4 different people sharing opinions or maybe little anecdotes, all connected to the same general theme. Your job is to match questions. Questions like, who says that? To the right person. A, B, C, or D. These cover items 7 through 16.
Okay. Matching opinions to people sounds like you need to keep track of who said what.
Exactly. And since all 4 texts are about the same topic, you need to be really sharp about keywords and the main ideas in each person's account.
So how do you approach that?
Well, read the questions first, maybe highlight the keywords in the questions, then read through each of the 4 texts, highlighting keywords there too. Look for those relationships, those links.
Mm-hmm.
And again, watch out for synonyms. They pop up here too in the questions and the texts. Also, be a little careful about the speaker's intention sometimes, or phrases that could maybe have more than one meaning.
Tricky.
It can be. If you're unsure about a match, literally highlight the key phrase in the question and the phrase you think matches in the text. Double check that reference really carefully.
Okay, good strategies. Now, task three. You mentioned fragments earlier. Sounds like a bit of a puzzle.
It is, yeah. Task three is fragment insertion. You get a main text, but 6 pieces, 6 fragments have been removed. These gaps correspond to items 17 through 22.
Okay.
Then you're given a list of 8 fragments labeled A through H.
8. But only 6 gaps.
Exactly. So 2 of those fragments are decoys. They're extra. They don't fit anywhere. Your goal is to put the correct 6 fragments back into their original places in the text.
Ah, okay. How do you avoid picking the decoys?
Well, those 2 extra fragments can be sneaky. Sometimes they have a different style or theme, but sometimes they're made to look quite similar to mislead you.
Right.
The absolute key here is to pay super close attention to connectors. Words like, however, therefore. Also, yeah. Words that signal consequence, contrast, addition.
The glue words.
Exactly. The glue words. And pronouns are your best friends, too. Check for agreement, gender, number. These linguistic cues link the ideas before the gap with the ideas after the gap.
Makes sense. What if you get stuck on one gap?
Don't get bogged down. If one paragraph is really tough, just mark it and move on. Sometimes filling in another gap later can suddenly give you the clue you needed for the difficult one.
Ah, okay. Use the context.
Precisely. And once you think you've placed all 6 fragments, you absolutely must reread the entire text, start to finish, check that it flows logically, that it actually makes sense as a whole piece.
The final check.
Yeah. And you know the drill by now. Never leave a blank. If you're stuck, take your best guess.
Always guess. Okay, final task. Task 4. Grammatical fill in the blanks. This sounds like where the hardcore grammar comes in, right?
You got it. Task 4 is definitely the most grammar-focused part of the reading comprehension. You read a text, again, around 400, 450 words, typically from public, academic, or professional sources, maybe a blog post, a newspaper article, something like that.
Okay.
And this text has 14 gaps in it, items 23 through 36. For each gap, you choose the correct option, A, B, or C, to fill it in.
14 gaps. What kind of grammar are we talking about?
Oh, it's a wide range. Prepositions, indefinite adjectives, verbs in all their tenses.
Yeah.
And I mean all, including every single subjunctive tense. Yes, even the tricky ones, like the plusquamperfecto de subjuntivo.
Wow, okay. That's specific.
It really tests deep understanding. You'll also see things like ser versus estar, as they're used in Spain, pronouns, and definitely past tenses, as used in Spain, including the preterito perfecto, you know, forms like he hablado.
Right. So serious grammar knowledge needed here. Tips for tackling this one.
Yeah, first off, time allocation is really vital for task four. Plan for it. Don't get caught short.
Okay.
Strategy-wise, I'd suggest reading the whole text through quickly first, just to get the general idea. The title often helps a lot with the topic.
Get the gist first.
Exactly. Then go back for a second reading, and this time focus on choosing your answers for each gap. Doing it in two passes like this really helps, especially with understanding connectors and the overall flow.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the golden rule. Incorrect answers don't hurt you. If you're unsure, or if time is genuinely running out, guess.
Guess.
Always. And another practical tip. Always read all three options, A, B, and C. Seriously. It's often much easier to spot the right answer by figuring out why the other two are definitely wrong.
Process of elimination.
Exactly. And finally, pay super close attention to the words immediately before and after each gap. They almost always contain critical clues about the grammar or vocabulary word that's needed.
Look right next door to the gap. Got it.
Precisely.
Okay, wow. We've covered a lot of ground there. We've gone from the big picture stuff right down to the nitty-gritty of each of the four tasks in the DEEB2 reading section. So what's the bottom line here? What's the ultimate takeaway for someone listening who wants to conquer this exam? Is it just about like memorizing vocab lists, or is there something more fundamental?
It's definitely more than just raw language knowledge, yeah. I think the core message, the real key to success in this reading comprehension test, it really boils down to two things. Consistent, smart practice.
Smart practice, okay.
Yes. And, like we talked about, truly getting the trick of the exam itself, understanding its specific format, the types of questions they ask, how they ask them. It's almost a skill separate from just knowing Spanish.
Right, understanding the test as a test.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, this advice, it's not just theoretical. It comes straight from the source material, particularly from Carmen Madrid. She's not only a Spanish teacher and author, but she's also an accredited Cervantes Institute examiner.
Ah, so she actually marks these exams.
With over 20 years of experience doing it. So she understands this exam from literally every angle, teaching it, writing about it, and evaluating it.
Uh-huh.
That adds real weight to these strategies, I think.
Absolutely. That's a crucial distinction, isn't it? It's not just about how much Spanish you know, but how well you understand the exam's own internal logic. And how effectively you apply these very specific strategies. It really is about that targeted, intelligent effort. So take these insights, take these tips, apply them methodically in your own practice, and you really will be putting yourself in a great position to master this section. And maybe here's a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. How might understanding the specific mechanics, the tricks, if you will, of an exam like the DELE B2 reading comprehension, how might that actually shift your whole approach to learning any new skill, not just a language?
That's interesting.
Yeah, think about it. How breaking down a challenge into its parts, understanding its hidden logic, and then practicing specifically for those mechanisms, how could that transform your entire learning process, whatever it is you're trying to master? Something to think about.
Thanks for listening, Delicasters. It's always great to have you here. In September, every Friday, you'll get a new episode in English like this one, where we talk about previous episodes and help you reflect on important topics. On Tuesdays, there will be episodes in Spanish, some focused on vocabulary and others diving deeper into the DELE B2 and C1 exams, helping you understand what's expected and how to succeed. If you're getting ready for the DELE, remember that Carmen Madrid's group courses begin the last week of September for the November exam, and again in March for the May exam. And if you prefer individual lessons, you can start whenever you like. Contact Carmen for more information about individual or group courses at carmenmadridonline@gmail.com or on her website, deleexam.com. Are you ready to show the world your Spanish skills?